Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar continues to criticize cuts to food assistance and health care in what she calls the Big Ugly Bill. The Minnesota Democrat says the $186 billion cut to SNAP means vulnerable communities will go hungry.
In the 5th Congressional District alone, 1 in 6 households rely on SNAP. At a time when hunger is rising across this country, Republicans chose to cut this life-saving nutrition assistance.
Omar warns cuts to Medicaid will force rural hospitals to shut down and nursing homes and community health centers will be gravely impacted. Republicans say there is a modest cost-sharing requirement in the bill for able-bodied Medicaid adults. Planned Parenthood officials in Minnesota are cheering a federal judge for blocking a new law that defunds its health centers. MNN's Brent Palm has more.
The preliminary injunction means patients can again use Medicaid at Planned Parenthood for services and the health centers will receive federal reimbursement. More than 30% of patients at North Central States locations rely on Medicaid to access care. Brent Palm, MNN.
A new report from Protect Minnesota shows that 564 Minnesotans lost their lives to gun violence last year. The report, based on state death certificates compiled by the Department of Health, shows 72% of the gun deaths were suicides. Homicides accounted for 26% of the deaths. Males made up the majority of victims. The number is higher than 2023, when 530 Minnesotans died from gun violence. And Minnesota is entering its final month of the 100 deadliest days of summer. State Traffic Safety Director Mike Hansen.
We really need to focus on that speed, but we can't forget impairment is still a significant problem. Distracted driving is a big, big problem in Minnesota. And we still have 5% of people who haven't figured out how to take 2 seconds and put a seatbelt on. But yet, you know, they represent almost a quarter to a third of our fatalities.
As of July 25th, there have been 195 traffic fatalities across the state. This is MNN. The Minnesota State Patrol is showing off its new helicopter. Lieutenant Colonel Jeremy Geiger says the aircraft marks a major leap forward for the State Patrol.
From high-risk rescues and search missions in remote areas to providing aerial support that helps and apprehends dangerous vehicle pursuits, Trooper 7 brings greater safety, advanced technology, and enhanced mission capabilities to even every corner of the state of Minnesota.
The new Bell 429 twin-engine helicopter will be used by the Minnesota Air Rescue Team. A man convicted in the 1988 axe murders of his parents and siblings in Rochester while he was 16 is no longer in prison. 53-year-old David Brom was found guilty of killing his mom, dad, brother, and sister and given 3 life prison sentences, but a Supreme Court ruling found life without parole for juvenile offenders is unconstitutional, and a 2023 state law allows minors sentenced to life to have their cases re-evaluated. The Department of Corrections says Brom will be on a work release program through a Twin Cities halfway house. He was released from Llano Lake State Prison this morning.